Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 68 of K-Drama Convos. So this is, once again, one of our monthly watches, which we've been doing for the past year. And we only have one more left, which is really weird,
yeah,
thing, because we only have December left. That is, where did the time go? Like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't already know, we did a thing where we did two separate lists. One that had six different genres, and those were all K-dramas, and then one that had six different, like, regions. And we picked every other each month. And so this one, so we picked all of these shows in, like, December or January. And December of last year. And what happened was that the one we picked for our, like, crime slash mystery, mm-hmm. which was Queen of Mystery, which was a comedy crime show. We unfortunately lost access to it. It was on Viki.
It was very disappointing.
But we were really annoyed.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we were really excited because it was like very different and looked fun. But then we lost access to it, so we're like, oh gosh. So that's, like, why we ended up watching this instead. But to find this, like, we never heard of this show, mm-hmm. ever. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, I have no idea what we want to watch. Because originally we were supposed to watch something that was partly a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of crime and mystery stuff is not a comedy, which makes sense considering the subject matter. But we're just kind of in the mood for something that, like, would make us laugh.
Yeah.
So we were scrolling. We went to Viki and did their search thing where you can look under, like, language and genre. So we were just looking through the Korean crime and mystery, just scrolling for forever. And I guess we clicked on it because it looked funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then we watched the trailer. We're like, oh, yep, we're watching this one.
Yep. We didn't even have to confer between ourselves.
No, we're really like, yep, this looks fun. This looks fun. And so, I don't know. Did it turn out better than I, maybe just different?
Different.
Different than different. I expected, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think, honestly, it turned out different in a good way.
If mostly.
Anything. Yeah, because, like, the only other show I think we've seen that it's not similar in the slightest, but is Zombie Detective is the only one I think I've watched that has a mystery and comedy. That is a very different show.
Very different.
And majority of it we absolutely loved, but there were aspects of it that were really stupid and annoying that I did not like. And a lot of those was the comedy.
Part of
the comedy. If you don't know, we have a love-hate relationship with Korean comedy. I think it's partly a lot of time the shows we pick just aren't for us kind of thing. And it sometimes, it can turn us off from a show very quickly if it has the type of comedy that we really dislike.
Right. We really don't like ridiculous characters.
Or stupid comedy.
Yeah.
Like, that is what, like, Welcome to Waikiki. The very first episode was decent. It was fine.
We're like, okay, this might work. Let's
sure,
give it another episode.
Sure. We didn't finish the second episode.
No.
We just couldn't take it. Majority of it, we didn't find funny.
Right.
Which is why. Which is probably just because we're not used to that type of comedy. It's just not what we enjoy.
So there's something that we definitely need recommendations for. Good.
Yeah.
Truly funny,
mm-hmm,
comedies.
Mm-hmm.
Not ridiculous.
Yeah. Because I don't even know what I would say, like, what about, I mean, I know what I dislike, which is,
we don't like slapstick.
No, it's not that. It's just straight dumb. It's like in Strong Woman. That's a good example. Most people know.
Yeah,
where the bad guys in that were, like, so stupid and, like, honestly, so unnecessary. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, I don't know how we got through that show without skipping over them.
I don't know.
I really don't know.
I don't know. They were supposed to be funny, but they were not funny. Maybe at least like the first time.
Yeah, sure. The first time.
Maybe the second time. But the 10th time.
Yeah, it just got old, man. It really did. And like that's an example of that type of comedy, something that we personally just can't handle.
I think the comedy in Zombie Detective and in Team Bulldog was more subtle.
No. The one in Zombie Detective was not. Zombie Detective was subtle.
Yeah.
No,
there were, that's the kind of comedy that I appreciate.
Yeah, so
more.
Zombie Detective, what's that actor's name?
Choi Jin Hyuk.
Literally every aspect of comedy they did with his character was really good.
Yes.
Really liked.
Yes.
It was the other two like private investigators that were, we could not handle them. We like every scene that they were in, we like turned off.
Yeah.
They were this stupid comedy that didn't like mean anything to us.
But we'll get to the comedy part.
We'll get to that
later.
Let's
talk about the characters first.
So this show basically, I mean, every show is the characters, but this show I feel like really focused a lot on these characters, because that was the kind of the whole thing, is that it wasn't your male lead, your secondary, your this, and it right. wasn't that. Which is like, this didn't need to be. This was not a romance, basically.
No,
and it wasn't trying to be in any way. So we have the detective, Kang Ho, which majority of these people will probably just refer to them by their title, as in like Detective PD, because we do that with a lot of shows. Because in most rom-coms, they don't have a title. Mm-hmm. But in like, oh my gosh, like in Hospital Playlist, we'll still refer to them by their department.
Yeah, we will.
It's bad. Because, we knew their names by the second season. Because we rewatched we've seen the first one twice and the second one
twice. Yeah, but since
we're
not actively watching
it, but I can still tell you what department they're
in. Oh, sure.
Bad. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So the detective, he, honestly speaking, is, like, a really good but really bad detective. I think it was kind of funny because, I mean, he does a really good job of, like, following the lead, wanting to find the truth and, like, all that stuff. But he also does, like, some stuff illegally.
Yeah.
Which...
That sort of turned me off to that aspect of his character. Fortunately, that was only a very
small part
of his
character. That was only a
little bit, character.
Yeah. I think the majority of it, like, him going and, like, beating them up, to me, I'm like, oh, okay, it's a show. That's fine. I don't care. And, like, they were going to attack him regardless if he showed up. He just brought some backup, you know? Mm-hmm. That was fine. The one I think I never got over was when he was in, like a nightclub or bar. And he brought, like, spoiled food and was, like, faking evidence to, like, pressure the dude to show him the VIP list. And I was like, that is weird. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's just... And that also felt very contrasted to some of the rest of his character, I felt like. Because, like I said, him, you know, going and beating people up or even looking at, like, the evidence when he wasn't supposed to be on the case. Yes, he shouldn't have done that, but he was so invested in that case. I could see why he did it. But that one made no sense to me. I didn't get it.
And I found that was, like, I don't want to say a theme, but that showed up in several characters in this show. The end justifies the means. How we get there isn't as important
honestly
as getting
speaking
there.
Most of this show is that, for sure.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like, some of it was funny, and then some of it just went a step too far.
Right.
Like, I don't mind, like, some of it, because I'm like, this is fictional anyway, but some of it went, like, breaking into places, and I'm like, whoa, this is a little much. But
now, if you're, like, breaking into a place because you see the victim in there and you need to go and save
that's
them,
different.
That's totally different.
That's different, yeah.
But if you are a police officer and you go into a place without a warrant, if that winds up back in court, that could ruin your case completely.
He didn't do that as much. It was mainly the PD
who
did
that.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. But the I did quite like the detective's, like, comedy.
He was very dry.
Very dry. Like, it was one of those where I noted that this show's comedy was mostly interaction-based. Basically, pretty much you'd pair up any two characters or even three or more, and that's what created the comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But with the detective, his one-liners were sometimes, like, basically, like, insults and stuff were very entertaining.
Mm-hmm. And the expressiveness
how he talked,
his speech.
He was, like, how he talked. It's very specific to Korean.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they I kind of wonder if they purposely kind of emphasized how he talked. I wouldn't be surprised. But how much just him talking was expressive. Like, it did not matter what he said.
Right.
How he said it was so expressive. And we're the kind of people who love when we hear that. It's so fun to listen to. It's just, I love it. But yeah, I'd say Detective, he was an enjoyable character to listen to. Mm-hmm. Not listen to watch, sorry. But one thing I did like, it was when he was, for example, the case with the teenagers who were committing crime and stuff. How he investigated that felt quite realistic. Like, he watched the CCTV, then he went there in person.
Right,
and, like, seeing how he looked at a case and did it was like, oh, okay, this makes sense. I can see how this would be somewhat realistic of how someone would look at a case.
Right.
And I think it was cool to see him use the tools he had to solve these cases and stuff like that. And I think that was interesting, even though he broke the rules a lot.
Yeah. Now, my favorite part was his relationship with his partner.
Amata. Or Jungwoo.
That was
one of my favorite parts.
Was very enjoyable.
Oh my gosh.
Every time the two of them were on screen together, the back and forth
was amazing.
Was great.
Oh my gosh. Like, him, he kept breaking up when he called his girlfriend 100 times. He's like, if you do that again, I'm arresting you just on the spot. Like, oh my gosh. Those two were probably one of my favorite duos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just because how they, like, definitely respected each other, but, like, really worked together and wanted to find out, like, this and that. And I don't know. They were just how they bounced off each other was so fun. And it was really funny because I think he called them Amata before they explained why, didn't he?
Yeah, because he's like, oh, yeah, right. I gotta go do that.
Well, yeah, that
constantly said
it was,
that.
Ah, mata. Like, the two, but he just put it together. Uh-huh. They definitely explained it in it. Thank goodness they explained it in the subtitle because it's hysterical that he would call them that. Because then after they explained it, he would keep saying it. And it was so funny. I think one thing throughout the show that was quite entertaining was the nicknames they had for each other.
Yeah.
A lot of the characters had nicknames for each other. It was so funny. Like, the PD called the detective the mascot, the police mascot. And then the detective called her, like, Miss Pony and stuff like that. Like, that kind of stuff. But no, the duo with Amata and the detective, oh my gosh, they were so funny. I love them. So, the PD, which is Moo Young. This character is frustrating in more than one way because her character was definitely the type of character we tend to dislike.
Mm-hmm.
But our problem was, like, right after we finished watching, we were talking about, we're like, but the problem is that I can't put into words exactly why, about her character I dislike. What exactly makes characters like her, like, that I don't like about it?
Right.
Like, it was so annoying.
Yeah. Like, the one part of her character about, you know, she wasn't the kind of PD who puts up fake facts and fake news. That, she was yes. after the truth, and she wanted to actually solve these cases.
Definitely, yeah. That was kind of nice to see. But the way she went about it. Literally everything was basically illegal.
It was either illegal or she was just, Very pushy, obnoxious.
I don't know what word. Yeah, she was probably, like, my least favorite character. Yeah. And it's something that, thankfully, I didn't, like, hate her.
No.
Like, that's a bit strong. I just disliked her. Didn't prefer her character. And it's something that but it didn't mess up the show for me. Mm. It really didn't. And when she did interact with, like, the other four... Or was it five? Four, yeah. She, like, how the other people would interact with her sometimes, that was funny. It was just her mostly on her own that I just couldn't
handle. I did not like her and the detective, their relationship.
That was their whole shtick,
though. I know, but they were, like, bordering on rude and mean to one another.
They weren't bordering, they were.
Okay. But she was, like, actually decently human to the other characters, but not to him.
Yes, but he did back to her.
He did, I know.
I know. I just didn't enjoy that. That was weird to me. I feel like...
I know that was supposed to be funny. I don't enjoy that.
There was very few.
Whereas, see, the detective would joke with Amita, and it was funny.
Uh-huh.
But he would do a similar, like, putting her down... But it felt like it went past joking. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
That's why I didn't find it funny.
Yeah, with those two, I didn't find... They're probably one of the few that their interactions weren't quite as funny, which is fine. I mean, it's okay that they're not.
Yeah.
And I think, like I was saying earlier, I think their whole shtick was that they were supposed to hate each other. And they did.
Right,
like, they did. Like, the whole show, which... Mm-hmm. I mean, every now and then, some of their stuff that they said to each other was funny, but it wasn't, like, consistent,
right.
I'd say. Not at all. But, yeah, she was just annoying. I found her annoying. But it was, I think, one of the few things I did find interesting, even though most of it was illegal, seeing how she actually was able to figure out some of these facts.
Right.
From a different perspective of, like, the detective had all these tools, and she didn't.
Right. But she did more, like, investigative reporting type
stuff. For sure. And it was interesting seeing how she was able to put it together.
In a different way. Like, at one point, they both came to the same conclusion, but from completely different
ways. And I think that was
neat.
That was an interesting way to do it, I think. But she was okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so... The funeral director / pathologist, who's Bonsuk, never called him by that name, so a pathologist.
Right.
So, I hit the table. So, he was, he was interesting.
I must admit, he was my favorite character.
Your favorite?
He was.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what, you start talking about.
Well, he really got me when he went from just this...
To a kind of
interesting pathologist to a dad.
I agree with that.
And he was just really caring, worked really hard at what he did. What's interesting is they never revealed
the path between
prominent pathologist to funeral director.
Yeah, they never said why.
Because he was still contacted to come and work with the police department, but he didn't.
I would have loved to have found out how he got there. That would have been entertaining. Yeah.
But he was always I liked how he was quirky.
Yes.
And he was funny.
He was
And he was a nice person.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah. And he was a really good dad.
He was a good dad. Oh, my gosh.
And, like, the tears for his daughter and the care and concern and...
Mm-hmm, definitely. He might have been one of the ones where we really got to see more of his character because of his daughter being involved in the case.
Yeah.
No, I agree that I really liked his character and how, like, they all came to his place. He'd always complain about it. Mm-hmm. And, like, no, I enjoyed him, but I feel like he was one of those where, yes, he was very quirky, but he was almost believable.
He wasn't quirky in a ridiculous manner.
Yeah.
I could imagine meeting a person like that.
Yeah, I could do. That's what I meant by he was like you could almost picture someone in real life being similar
yes.
to how he was.
Yes.
And no, and I also enjoyed seeing how, like, how much he would joke around, this and that. Basically being stubborn half the time. But then you'd see how he would use his expertise to solve the cases. I love when he was like, oh, this is this, and how you put this together to figure out how this happened. Like, it was really neat seeing him use that.
Yeah.
You know, that was really neat. And so, the gangster slash bar owner, which is Teddy Jung. Teddy, he's the only one who I knew his name.
So, he was... Sorry, I keep jumping in.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
He was... Interrupt me, okay. The...
What, stereotypical?
Of course he was a stereotypical gangster.
Loved him, though.
But the fact that they used, like, the almost old Western music when he walked in...
Oh, it was so good.
You know... Some people might say, well, wait a minute. I thought you said you didn't like the ridiculous humor. That was right on the edge.
Right on the edge. Yes.
It wasn't because the whole dramatic entry and da-da-da, that was funny. But then when he talked and everything, he wasn't ridiculous
Yeah,
himself.
He was, like, still a person.
They just made, like, the whole aura of
that's exactly what it was. The two workers. Oh, my word.
He was really funny.
I loved him.
And that it was funny because of how over the top they presented
that. Yeah. It was that I totally agree. It was that they made it super dramatic, but he was just like kind of a normal guy.
Right.
He was an ex-con and like kind of soft. Like that. Exactly. I love that. Or, and it was like so fun to see like he kept the longest running joke in this show.
Yeah, he did.
You know, every time he showed up, he'd be beating people up. Every time he'd be late, or he'd say, like,
he'd always use his
inhaler
right before beating everybody up.
That was so good, his inhaler. And how, he'd always be like, you know, I gotta go, my bar is open. And
right.
I loved that. Mm-hmm. It was so fun.
And it worked. It really worked.
It really did. I honestly think... If they had done it, like, two or three more times, it would have become too much. But because this show is only 12 episodes, mm-hmm. I think they were able to do it just enough times that it was still funny. But, one of the other things I liked was his two employees mm-hmm. who would also come with him.
Yes.
That they, every single fight, they would get, like, noticeably bruised.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, of course he wouldn't.
He wouldn't.
But no. I like that they did. But that made me be like, oh, yeah, like, they were in a fight, you know?
Uh-huh.
That kind of thing. No, he was very entertaining. And I loved how he would try and give, like, advice to people. He was, like, the older one of the group.
Right.
I loved it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so. The profiler, Takwon, he's like the only one who I knew his name for some reason.
Yeah.
So, he was a weird character, but he was interesting, though.
I liked when he switched into his profiler mode.
Yeah, no.
Rather than his
pyramid scheme
mode. But when he would, you know, okay, film me, get from here,
oh,
get the jawline.
I loved when he'd get the angle.
You know, present his
thing.
Yeah. I loved when they did that.
I liked his clothing.
Oh, yeah.
We mentioned this, that he was, like, the only one who wore colorful clothing.
Right.
And I really liked it. Mm-hmm. It was really cute. Like, it was quite casual, but I liked that about it. I don't know. It was
fun. He's the other one. How did he wind up going...
They never mentioned
they never explained
that
either.
I feel like that was kind of purposeful.
He was this profiler, and now he's trying to sell... homeopathic.
And a private detective.
Which he didn't seem to do a whole lot.
Yeah, no, we did see one or two times that he did do it. But yeah, I don't know. That was one of the things they never explained. But I feel like it was almost purposeful mm-hmm. that they didn't quite explain it, you know? And it was, we also got to see a different, it wasn't just the pathologist. Because his friend was involved in the one case. It was interesting to see that other side of him
mm-hmm.
and how we learned that he was adopted and had grown up in the U.S.
Right.
and came back to Korea and, like, that kind of stuff. That was really interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we learned that
You got a little bit of it, not everything.
Yeah, yeah. I think they did that with, like, all of the characters. I think they did a good job of showing you just enough backstory to feel like you know this character, but they didn't have to explain every single detail. Right.
The only one we didn't really get any kind of backstory for was the PD.
We got a little bit.
Because we got the detective back.
We did with the other case. The PD, we honestly might have gotten some of the least with hers. Because everybody else, the detective, he was involved in the
case. Utility knife.
Utility knife one. So we saw a flashback. The pathologist was his daughter, so it wasn't his past. The gangster, his was involved with one of the cases as well. Profiler. Yeah, you're right. The PD. We don't really
know anything about her outside of what she currently does.
Yeah, and it sounds like she's been a reporter for a while. Mm-hmm. Really, the only thing we know is that she lives on her own, is a PD, and the thing with her brother from years ago. That's about all we know.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. Never thought of that. We know the least about her, which, I don't know, maybe that makes us dislike her character even more.
Because we don't understand her.
I think that could be part of it, for sure, definitely. Like,
I don't know, even if I understand a character.
No.
There's no excuse for rudeness.
No. Even if I understand her, maybe just would it give me a different perspective, you know? The profiler, I'd love to see that actor in something else.
But like, didn't you look him up and everything he had was minor?
Yeah, either it was a secondary or a minor, which is fine. Like, secondary roles is fine. Mm-hmm. But I would love to see him talk, if that makes sense. Most of the time, I couldn't tell if he was putting on a voice. How he talked was very, very, controlled a lot of the time.
You had to look up, see if you can find an interview.
Yeah, you have to look up an interview. I'd love to know if they just purposely emphasize it for his character, because I can definitely see that. Or if that's just somewhat how he talks, I'd be very curious. But yeah, he was interesting. He was a weird mix, though, because he was, like, so good at the profiler, but then he tried to do this, like, weird period scheme. I don't know. It was kind of strange, but I don't know. I liked seeing him help. He was really helpful to the PD, especially. Like, he was really good at what he did.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we never knew why exactly he left the police force, but that's okay. So, the other part of this show is the cases, obviously. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'd say it was a crime and mystery drama first. That was its primary genre.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've seen very few crime and mystery dramas. Like, very few. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess it's just a genre we don't watch as much.
Right.
But with, like, some of the popular ones in... You've probably seen more that aren't Korean. You've probably seen more that are, like, American or British, I would guess.
Oh, like cop shows?
Like cop shows.
More American.
American, yeah. And, like, what's it? CIS. There's that. Is it CIS?
CSI.
CSI. You can see I don't watch it. CSI. Isn't there one other really popular U.S. one? It's a similar format.
Like Law and Order?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never seen
that. Yeah, but, like... CSI is kind of what...
Well, there's, like, CSI, CSI New York, CSI Miami, there's, like, 50 of them. There's a whole bunch of them.
So, this was not that. No. Which I think is what made it really work.
Because CSI, if you don't have never watched it, is very episodic. At the beginning of every episode...
It's like Chicago Med.
At the beginning of every episode, you see this weird death.
Yeah.
And then they come in and they have to investigate it. And they always solve the case.
By the end of
99% of the time. They solve the case by the end of the episode.
You might be two episodes, yeah.
Right.
I've never seen an episode, but I've seen clips here.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a format that I think can work.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that format. I honestly think it's way too long. That format can only work for so long. And... This show managed to take the cases, and majority of them didn't feel super rushed or drawn out, which can be kind of a tricky balance.
Yeah, because it's a TV show, so you can't take
50 years to do it. Yeah, exactly. I'd say most took 2+ episodes per case, which doesn't sound like a lot of time, but because majority of each episode was very solely focused on the cases, like, even when you got the comedic interaction between the, like, main, what's it, five, they would be doing stuff on the case, exactly. So it was still focused on it. And I think that's the biggest thing, was that I never felt bored, and I never, well, until the very end, I never felt like they took it super, super, like, over-the-top TV. Some of the cases were a little over the top, but I think they were just to a point where it was good.
They were just believable.
Yes, which is fine. I'm okay with something not being 100% believable. Mm-hmm. That's totally fine.
Like the case
with
the twins.
Oh my gosh. I remember the whole time we were like, are they twins? Right. I was like, there's no way that
was
edited.
How are they doing that? So we looked it up.
They're twins.
Yes, they're twin actors.
There was no way they could edit that. Yeah, yeah. Okay. That you're saying about it being believable.
Right. Now, just within the range of believable.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, we could see, like, oh, twins commit a crime. Boy, does that make sense to use that.
Yeah, and I actually called it with the fingerprinting. Yes. I was like, I bet the brother faked it for the other one. Because I'm like, that'd be really easy to do.
Right.
And, you know, it was something that I feel like with, like, Zombie Detective, for example, its cases were really weak. Honestly, throughout the show, they weren't weren't as good.
No.
I'd say. And they were also very different types of cases. They were more mystery-based than crime-based.
Yes, yes.
So it is a different type. But this one, I think, did it better than that. And, for example, the mystery with the old man, that was something they introduced very early on in the show. I don't remember exactly when, but it was quite early on.
It was.
And it was something where the detective went to the old man's place, like,
I think we saw him go to his place in the first episode.
Yeah,
but it didn't really tell us anything about it.
I would say he went to his place, like, 3-ish times, give or take, before it revealed it.
Right.
But one thing they did very, like, it was, for example, If You Wish Upon Me had a drawn-out mystery, and that was one that we particularly disliked.
Right.
Because they kept hinting at it, like, every single episode, but told you absolutely
nothing.
This one, I don't think it was quite, I don't think he went every episode. It was maybe every other at the most, if not every few, until the very end, where I like that they revealed the entire story at once.
Yeah, we didn't get little bits and pieces.
I get a show can keep you very, like, engaged if they give you bits and pieces, but it was nice to have the entire thing just explained.
But, like, see, they were able to reveal the backstory with this old man, and still, at the same time, the case involving him lasted multiple episodes.
Oh, yeah,
and there was a twist, and there was a surprise. Mm-hmm. They managed to balance.
They did.
Revealing stuff and not solving it at the same time.
Yeah, they revealed stuff, but they didn't reveal everything.
Exactly.
For sure. They more revealed the history between the two.
Right.
That's what they revealed. Mm-hmm. And with the last 4 episodes, they did something quite different, is that they had 2 cases kind of simultaneously, which is an interesting way to do it. And I think that did keep it moving, for sure, to have both going on. They were well, the one with the locked room, that one was a lot more believable, I'd say, than the utility knife ones. Utility knife was a lot.
It was a lot.
We'll get to that, though.
The way the locked room thing was solved, I found that to be too easy and rushed.
A little bit, I agree.
That it hadn't been solved, and suddenly she was able to solve it really, really quickly. That was the only one that I thought. I don't remember how.
Well, that one, it wasn't more she solved it. It was the profiler figured out the most likely location. And honestly, you could tell that it was kind of from pure luck that they did solve it. Some of it wasn't skill.
Right.
Some of it was just coincidence that they were able to notice those things, for sure. That one was, yeah, how they solved it was a little unbelievable. Yeah. But, like, the case itself, like, I could actually see something that happen,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
But one thing that I think was done very interestingly was how some of the cases were, like, interconnected.
Yes.
That was interesting. Yeah. That was...
And it was in various ways. It wasn't just we had a cold case and a new case and they were connected.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't repeat that multiple
times. Yeah, yeah. They had the cold case and the newer one that were connected because it was the siblings. And was that... Oh, no, and that one ended up connecting to the utility knife case because the one suspect got murdered from it. And so that connected those.
Like, yep.
And then the locked room one and the utility knife, they had just so happened, like, sort of kind of run into each other.
Right.
Like, all of that, it was interesting to see how they'd intertwined, which, you know, with the utility knife and the locked room one, they literally, like, lived, like, in somewhat the same area.
Right.
So it's not weird to think that it could have run into each other in some form or fashion. And that was something that I think was, like, especially the one where the suspect from the, what'd you call it? Well, hold on. The cold case and the more recent case, was that one also connected to the teen murders, or were those completely separate? Wasn't it?
The cold case and the new case, that was the twins.
Oh, that was the twins.
Yeah.
Oh, what was the...
What was the what?
Oh, so it wasn't that one that the suspect was connected to. Sorry, that was the wrong thing. It was
the one where the friend
was
involved.
No, it still was. No, that was the correct one. Sorry, I was thinking of the wrong thing. Yeah, that it was connected to the cold case. The
friend of the junior detective that got beat up.
Yeah, the one who is...
They found the body.
It was by
He went missing and he found the body.
Yeah, it was by his hospital.
Hospital.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They are connected. Sorry, I got them mixed up.
Yeah.
There was a few. And I believe this had 6-7 cases in total, including the very first one that literally took half an episode to solve.
That was just to introduce.
It was very little.
It was the very end, actually. We didn't see the solving of it, just the wrapping up of it.
Yeah, we just saw a little bit of it. And I think that shows, like, it was approximately 2 episodes per case, which...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They just somehow managed to feel like it wasn't like, okay, here it is. Okay, it's done.
Except for the mystery of the old man.
That was probably...
Which lasted the entire show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what was really cool was we would constantly say, okay, now how is he involved? Now who killed?
We were trying to connect them.
We were trying to connect them.
Sure.
And it they revealed just enough for us to have a new question.
Yes, and then when they revealed, like, the history behind it, that was, the history between the two. And then, yes, we were trying to figure out if, like, was he the main culprit? Was he an accomplice?
Right.
Did he have an accomplice or not, like, that sort of thing? For sure, yeah, I kept just guessing. So, with that one, the utility knife one, that was probably, honestly speaking, the most unbelievable case. Like, unbelievable isn't, like, it was hard to believe that was realistic. And it was pretty believable up into the point where they revealed that this couple had, like, gosh, like, 20, 30 plus people, like, not quite locked up, but sort of locked up in this old hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That just felt, I mean, yeah, I guess stuff like that does happen. That, to me, felt like the most unrealistic part
of
it.
I can see people doing what they did and taking advantage of people. Yeah, I can definitely see. And getting their money. But not to do it to that many
people. It was, it was just the sheer amount. Yeah. I think if it was like 10
a handful.
Like 10 or 15, even, I could see that more than like, gosh, like 20 to 50. Like, it was a lot of people.
Right.
And that one definitely got a little TV dramatic in there. But I think they were able to keep it not too much that it did work out. And I will say, I think we might have laughed some of most of the last episode. We were really loud. Like, oh my gosh, we were so annoying. I don't
know. What were we laughing at? I don't know.
That was like a very serious episode.
It was.
But we were like really laughing at that episode. Like daddy came in and he was like, you guys need to mention how much you're like dying. Like, seriously. So we talked about the comedy already, but so with the comedy, I think we mentioned that I think one thing that helped this show was that the comedy aspect of it was not the primary genre.
Right.
It was the crime and mystery, and it was on very much like, and because the comedy was usually quite intertwined with them researching the case, it didn't seem completely black and white.
Right.
Like, they very much merged with each other.
A lot of the comedy came from the character's personality.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Rather than, rather than silly situations, I guess?
Yeah, like, what did we watch? Oh, it was... Oh, what was that Chinese one where they were both, like, assassins? The Killer is Also Romantic, one. That one, a lot of it was situational as well. I remember calling it. Mm-hmm. This one was very much personality-based, very different type of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, they just ended up making it click between these characters. Right. And like I said before, that I think one of the most enjoyable things was seeing different pairs of characters or different groups of characters interact with each other. Like, oh my gosh. So at the end, it was the gangster or bar owner and the pathologist. And even the bar owner was like, dude, we never talk to each other.
Right.
Like, we just don't. And then they fell in the hole it, like, played the romantic music.
That was so funny.
That was absolutely hysterical. But it was seeing how, like, it wasn't just, like, some shows, like, they'll have, like, in rom-coms or something, they might have the two characters that they are the comedic relief.
Right.
Versus this one had, like, five, and you could pair any of them up.
Yes.
Majority, maybe not detective and PD, first personally, but, and they were funny.
Yeah.
And I think that was actually very impressive that they were even able to pull that off.
Yeah, they didn't have to have the serious actors over here and the comedians.
Exactly, like in Strong Woman.
Yeah.
Which is weird because there's a lot of comedy between the main couple. To think that they needed another thing was kind of strange, to be honest. Okay. And one thing that was also kind of a running joke is that they would do a thing where they play a little bit of the episode and then have the title go up. But every episode, it was whatever character was on screen, a majority of it was the detective, turning in like surprise.
As if this
like epic thing just happened.
And someone entered the room.
And then they pause it, put up the title and everything. And I was thinking that was like, and it was really enjoyable when towards the end they started doing everybody. I really liked that. The intro.
Yes, you have to mention the intro.
So this
we usually skip, we usually watch the first intro of a show.
Yeah.
And then don't watch it anymore. Unless a lot of intros
give
spoilers. They show scenes.
I'm like, dude, you think I want to see that?
No.
I'm sorry. I don't. Like,
not this one.
Oh, my gosh. This was such a good intro. We never skipped it.
Right. I have to mention, I grew up watching James Bond movies.
Because your mom really liked it.
Because my mom loved them. Yes. So I've seen probably every James Bond movie
or,
ever made.
Or at least majority. Vast majority.
Vast
for sure.
majority. And this intro reminded me very much of the James Bond intro.
It was so good. Yeah, it felt very James Bond. Uh-huh. Just with the type of animation that they did. And, like, the music was good. The animation was good. How, like, you could recognize each person by their thing.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so fun. And I liked it. And it wasn't super long. It wasn't too short. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we never skipped it.
Yep.
Ever. I'll watch it every single time because it was so fun. It was way too fun.
So credit to the intro
creators for that one. So this show's a little bit tricky because it is something that, it was a good show, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, my favorite show.
Right.
Rating this one's tricky. What would you give it out of 5?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Like a
3.5 to 4.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
Okay, somewhere in there. I totally agree.
Because it was enjoyable.
Yes.
But it wasn't stellar.
And there were some things we didn't really like, we didn't prefer. Yeah. But, like, majority of it was enjoyable and, like, was well done, I would say, for sure. And it's something that I think a lot of people would like.
Yeah.
Like, it, because it had the crime aspect to it, and then also, well, crime and mystery, and then, but it also had the comedic side where you got to learn about these characters, and, you know, like, I think because it wasn't, like, it wasn't one or the other, I think, is why I think more people would like it than, like, just a crime or just a comedy kind of thing, Yeah, we've learned that we tend to like comedies that have have another genre. I mean, everything is more than one genre.
Obviously.
Yeah. Everything does. But, like, I don't know. It's, yeah, I mean, we just need to find more Korean comedies. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. That aren't rom-coms, necessarily.
No, they don't necessarily have to be, no. And it's one of those things where I know, like, for a fact, like, I've seen clips of, like, it's like talking about, it's like explaining what a Korean or Japanese variety show is to someone who's never seen one. Like, it is so different than what the U.S. has. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there are comedies like that. It's so different than the U.S. that, you know, it's hard to get used to, I think, is definitely part of it. So, we liked this show. And I think I would definitely, like, I'd recommend it to someone. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't recommend it to a newer watcher, necessarily.
No. But it's not a heavy watch.
No, even though
but it's not a...
Which is fluffy watch. Which is either. Quite funny, because I never felt... Now, mind you, when we did see, like, these horrible murders and stuff, like, I did feel for the characters and, like... Yeah, it, like, sucked, but I didn't feel, it didn't feel super heavy, but it didn't feel like they were making light of it either.
Exactly.
I liked that they were able to.
It was a nice balance.
They did have a nice balance, and I think they did a good job of that, is they kept it serious, but you didn't, like, you weren't, like, depressed afterwards.
Exactly, yes.
Which some shows who are able to make you feel like that is pretty impressive that they can make you feel, like, sad afterwards like that, but this one didn't quite do that. But I think I'd definitely recommend it to someone who's seen some K-dramas already, for sure. So we hope you... Oh, wait. I almost forgot. So our
next
December monthly watch is Mismatched, which is from India. And you've... So total coincidence that you'd seen the first season, correct?
Yes.
It was a while ago, though.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
And it just so happened, the second season, is it already out?
Recently came out.
Just recently came out. So our plan is to watch both seasons.
Yeah, they're pretty short.
Yeah, if something happens and we're only able to watch the first one, we might, hopefully we can see both of them. Because it'd be interesting because you've seen the first one, but neither of us have seen the second.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah.
And that is on Netflix.
Yes.
So, if you're wanting to watch it, that's what, getting an, you know, get it early. I guess, no, we're recording this super early. You wouldn't get it early. Yeah, but, so get a start on that if you want to hear us talk about it.
And
it's going to be... It won't be the very end of December because of Christmas and New Year's. It might be more like the 18th or 11th, somewhere in there. So we hope you guys enjoyed listening, and we'll see you all next time.